Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. No matter what way you try and slice it, the three-year, $41 million deal in free agency for linebacker Patrick Queen is a great bit of business for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It plugs a massive hole on the roster at inside linebacker, gives the Steelers a young sideline-to-sideline playmaker at the position, and, most importantly, it's an incredibly affordable deal. Queen's deal came in well below market value projections. And the fact that the Steelers can largely get out of it ahead of the 2025 season with very little financial penalty makes it all the better. Yet, for some reason, there is a lot of skepticism regarding Queen overall, with questions of if he was nothing more than a product of playing next to Roquan Smith. Yes, Smith is an elite-level linebacker. He's earned back-to-back first-team All-Pro accolades in Baltimore, is in that next tier behind San Francisco's Fred Warner for best linebacker in football. That much is true. Smith is the rising tide that lifts all boats defensively. That means everyone around him. But here's the thing. During his time in Chicago, not one linebacker that played next to him played as well as Queen has the last 2 years. Period. Not Danny Trevathan. Not Nick Kwiatkowski, not Alec Ogletree, not Nicholas Morrow. All are, or were, solid veterans in the NFL, and all played next to Smith in Chicago. They never reached the level Queen played at the last 2 seasons next to Smith. Sure, having Smith next to him on the field helped Queen out. It might have even helped him have a career year in 2023, earning a second-team All-Pro accolade. But maybe, just maybe, hear me out, Queen's breakout also had to do with him fully developing at a rather demanding position, especially for young linebackers. It takes time in the NFL for young linebackers historically. They have a lot put on their plates right away coming from college to the NFL, and it's a tough adjustment period for everyone, coaches and linebackers. Some develop faster than others, but growth isn't linear. That's the case with Queen. It's unfair to call Queen a product of Smith, period. What he did in 2023 was a byproduct of his growth and development. It's that simple. He might not be that all-world linebacker in Pittsburgh, but he wasn't the belle of the ball in free agency at the position because of his former teammate. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.